Rico Dowdle is going to be the main guy, maybe 65 to 70% of the snaps. That is not our claim. It is Mark Caboli's, delivered on 93.7 The Fan back on August 1st. Quote, Dowdle is going to be the main guy. Jaylen Warren is a really good player. They'll both be out there. But I think Dowdle will definitely be the guy, as relayed by Andrew Vasquez at Steelers Wire. Before anyone banks that, the counter detail from the same window. DK Pittsburgh Sports noted Dowdle getting reps ahead of Warren one day, the opposite the next, with both men taking first-team work, an alternating rotation, via John Conahan at Roundtable Sports. One voice says decided. The practice field, as of the last direct observation, said CoinFlip. Dowdle himself does not appear in any recap of Thursday's preseason win over Green Bay, presumably held out with the veterans, though the reporting does not confirm it. So the week produced opinions about his role and zero snaps of evidence. The June preview's core was that the runner was proven and the job was not. Dowdle arrived in Pittsburgh off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, the second a genuine workhorse year in Carolina, 275 touches, 17th best total production at the position, on a low touchdown rate that suggested more scores were coming, not fewer. We said the production argued for him strongly, and the committee with Jaylen Warren was the one thing keeping the case unresolved. If he wins the lead job, the bet pays, and if the split stays even, both backs are capped. In his favor, we noted, the head coach picked him once already, since Mike McCarthy coached Dowdle in Dallas, and Pittsburgh signed him for 2 years. Caboli's projection is the McCarthy connection logic reaching its conclusion out loud, and it may well prove right. But a radio projection from August 1st is not a depth chart. The direct practice observation from the same week contradicts it, and Dowdle has not carried the ball in a game for his new team yet. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The question we posed was the carry split, and the honest answer is that it remains unanswered, with the reporting split in Dowdle's favor on opinion and even on observation. The checkable things for next week: the backfield rotation Friday against the Jets, the first potential game evidence of the pecking order, and whether any beat charting shows the first team pattern hardening in either direction. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.